Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so we heard from Baldy on the turf, though. Now let's hear from what Lorenzo Neal, our Lorenzo Neal, who you could see this Sunday, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, with Evan Giddings, Joe. Every single 49ers home game, be locked in down there. Got the shuttle, you got the brews, you got the eats, all happening every single 49ers home game at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. Lo Neal on Brock's injury.
You have to deal with...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some level of pain, but the pain will subside, and you have to deal with some of it. And then adrenaline during the game, you're okay. So, yes, I was able to deal with it. And then as the season goes on, if you don't get it jammed, if you don't get it fell on, but it's going to happen because the way that Brock plays, you can get through it. But I think if this is something, guys, depending on the severity of it, could last the whole year. It could last 7-8 weeks. And if he tapes it up, which he will, and buddy tape it and do the things that he will do, be able to do, he'll be able to get through practice. He'll be able to do some of the things limited. But I played a position that I knew I need to get downhill. I need to push off on the toes, need to push off and be able to explode into individuals. But I didn't have to be as mobile at times as Brock, because I was going straight ahead and just running a track and trying to block them guys. Brock has to cut. And when you think about when you plant your foot in the ground, guys, just think about just a regular Joe planting your foot in the ground. Think about when you push off. You're pushing off on your what? Your big toe.
So I guess the question I want to ask, and 49ers fans and you, Joe, 888-957-9570, what gives the 49ers a better chance at a win this Sunday? Is it 100% Mac Jones, talking about health? And again, no one's over 100%, but if he's not on the injury report, I'm just going to say 100% Mac Jones, or let's call it like an 80% Brock Purdy. What's a better, like, who gives the team a better chance to win on Sunday is the ultimate question. And if it's a healthier Mac Jones, then you stick with Mac Jones, right? It's pretty simple.
It's going to see, it feels like when you ask that question, which is a fair point to bring up. Like, if you say Mac Jones at 100%, it's like a knock on Purdy. To me, it's not. I just look at, like, some guys can play compromised. You know, we were talking about Kawhi Leonard in the first couple hours. Like, even though he can't jump as high, can't, you know, cut as quick, yeah, he's still extremely effective when he's compromised. I watched him on one leg beat the Warriors, yeah, and win a championship. Some guys can play hurt. Steve Young had a really tough time playing hurt. Steve Young was awesome. But when his ribs were cracked, he was useless. Useless. And yeah, in that scenario, a healthier Gerback was better than a compromised Steve Young for a time period. And then it ended up being the team wasn't good enough and they would end up losing in the playoffs anyway. I don't know. I don't know if a compromised Brock is a good enough version to overcome a fully healthy Mac Jones right now, because the foot is the plant leg in throwing. Is his arm a strength of his? Not really. Accuracy is. And fundamental footwork for Brock is a hanging, like a hang a hat on type of a skill. And so what is he like if he can't step into his throws? What is he like if he can't climb in the pocket and create a new platform and throw? I don't know if he's as effective. I don't think that's a knock on Brock. I just think that, like, his kind of skill set, he's like Lamar is not the same quarterback if his ankle's rolled, no, and he can't move around. I think the same could be said for Josh Allen. Now, Josh, I still think, could stand in the pocket and throw a little better, but he's a different version compromised.
He is. And listen, there's no shame in saying you don't have the upper body or torque and arm strength as a Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. Those guys are unicorns.
Yes.
Like, the fact that they could do that, yes, with compromised lower body injuries, it just makes them one of one. It doesn't say anything about you, Brock Purdy, but let's also keep it a buck. Brock doesn't have the strongest arm when it comes compared to those guys. So if you're losing any of that, as you're alluding to right there, that's, again, we're talking about the difference between a sack and, you know, extending a play with his legs. Well, that's also the difference between throwing a pick and not throwing a pick if you can't drive into those balls.
Forget the interceptions. It's also protecting yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, we see how violent the game is. Even fully healthy, you can get rolled up in that pocket. And so if you can't move around well enough to be able to protect yourself, like, that's a problem.
It's a major problem.
I thought that was the biggest issue with Jimmy when he rolled his ankle and he came back on the high ankle sprain. He couldn't move and he couldn't protect himself. And then he got the first shoulder injury, which wasn't as severe as the one he got the year prior.
888-957-9570. It's your chance to weigh in, Niner fans. We got Jennifer Lee Chan joining us in the next hour around 8:10. Covers the Niners, NBC Sports Bay Area. Get the lay of the land and how she feels and is thinking about Brock Purdy potentially starting this week. Are you taking a compromised Brock this Sunday over a fully healthy Mac Jones, Niner fans? 888-957-9570.
I want him to stay out till the Rams game. And the reason why I want him to stay out to the Rams game is not about, like, anything other than if he plays in the Jags game and then has to turn around 3 days later and play in the Rams game, I think that's tough. So, like, once you open that, I'm going to come back and I'm going to play, he's the starter moving forward, right? Like, you're going back to him, you're not looking back. And so I worry that you play him and then something happens and he can't get fully healthy back again in time. Then you go back to Mac, and that can get tricky.
Well, what
yo-yoing quarterbacks.
What I don't want to hear on Monday, Joe, is if Brock Purdy comes back and he struggles mightily and it's clearly an issue, I don't want to, that's not an excuse for me. I'm not doing that because he signed off it and the coaching staff signed off on it. And that's not good enough when you had a fully healthy Mac Jones who looked pretty freaking competent the week prior.
Well, it would be even a bigger bummer if you had to put him back on the shelf, right? Like, let's say Monday comes around, he don't look great, and, you know, you're sitting here and you're like, actually, yeah, playing him compromised wasn't smart. He re-aggravated something, or he's just not performing up to what you're expecting.
That'd be a horrible look.
I know.
That'd be a horrible look, first and foremost, for the head coach. Again, we can just go through the injury history at quarterback. It has not been pretty for the 49ers under Kyle Shanahan. Now, is that Shanahan's fault? Is it the organization? People want to go to the training staff? Is it just being unlucky with the players? We keep talking about the injury bug here early on for the 49ers and fighting through adversity. There is, you know, situations where you can point at the organization that failed a player. Like, you know,
RG3 is probably the most prominent.
Thank you. That was exactly where
and
I was going.
Shanahan and his dad had a big hand in that.
His father, Mike, being the head coach at the time.
I mean, Kyle. Alex Smith in this market hurt his shoulder, got basically belly swam on, belly flopped on.
Yep.
And then him and Mike Nolan argued over whether he was healthy or not. They rushed Alex Smith back. He couldn't throw. It destroyed his arm.
And his confidence in the process.
Well, his arm was never the same.
No.
Like, not that it was great to begin
Correct.
With, but it was better early in his career, and it never was the same. And it ended up really ruining him. I truly believe Jimmy Garoppolo, the high ankle sprain, trying to play through it, he was never the same after that.
925 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's
text line.
His whole
body fell apart after that.
I think this is a chess move by Shanahan, trying to confuse the Cardinals this week, similar to CMC the Thursday before the Seahawks game. So, do you guys think that's a smokescreen by Shanny to do this?
I don't think Shanny does. Do we think he's really like, hey, let's get sadistic and let's throw in, like, Brock, I think this is at face value.
No, you don't throw out your quarterback who's hurt, if he was seriously that hurt, to practice. That just ruins the quarterback's injury already. So, I do not believe this is a smokescreen at all.
I think we overestimate gamesmanship.
I think we overestimate like conspiracy theories when it comes to in the gamesmanship and all of that.
I just think we overthink it.
I do think we're overthinking the whole Tom Brady in the booth thing too a lot when it comes to him talking. It's jumped the shark.
As
I was off yesterday, and the amount of Tom Brady drama that was around the league, him talking to coaches, Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Bears, he's like, I'm not going to give him like the trade secrets. I'm not giving him the keys to, you know, the nuclear reactor of our offense.
No, I just think
let's all relax.
I think it's just a conflict of interest in general.
It's fine. And I think it is Tom Brady. So everyone's looking like, oh, Tom's above the league. And like, he gets special treatment. And you know what? Maybe he does. You know, some people get special treatment and some people don't in society.
Could you
That's
imagine
how it is.
Al Guido, like on the broadcast, and then he's like sitting in the booth. Like it would be kind of ridiculous.
It would be, but if Niner fans had Tom Brady as a minority owner and he was like in the booth and like you would, Niner fans would be like, oh, you know what? Maybe Tom knows the stuff. You know what? Maybe Tom should be calling the plays. There would be something that would make this a little bit more juicy of a season for sure. Speaking of juicy.
Would Tom be a better owner than Michael Jordan?
Remains to be seen. I mean, he did put his boy John Spytek in at GM. This draft called Ashton Gentry's not looking good through 2 weeks. Just going to say it.
That's a pretty low bar, though.
It is very low. And he was the majority owner, so there is difference there.
I just felt like Michael, like, it was just like a thing. It wasn't like something that he like ran. Like, I think if Tom were to own a team, he would run it. Like, he would run it top to bottom. He would be micromanaging everything.
I think the more apt comparison is going to be because Tom loves being in the spotlight more than Jordan did post-career. Jordan, like, he's like, you see him at NASCAR events and that's really about it, or in the box.
And that stupid hat that he's obsessed with wearing.
Was it the Kangol hat?
It's not even a Kangol. It's some sort of like, I don't even know. It's like, I think of like guerrilla warfare when you wear
no,
that hat.
No one loves like camouflage pants and shorts more than Michael Jordan for some reason. He loves that look.
No Limit Soldier.
But you know what? If you're Michael Jordan, he can pull off whatever you want. Same with Tom Brady, the guy who like sponsored by Uggs, and he made Uggs cool for men. So there you go. Speaking of Uggs, I think Carter's wearing some right now. No one loves Uggs more at the station than Carter. What's going on here? Mac Jones potentially playing in week 3. Mark Schlereth, who joins Willard and Dibbs. Is that every week or every other week? Stink. But he's he's a Fox Sports analyst. He obviously calls games for him, knows his stuff, played at a high level, won Super Bowls, played for his dad, actually, Mike Shanahan, back in Denver. So he knows the Shanahans very well. Here's Schlereth on Willard and Dibbs talking about Mac Jones in week 2.
I thought he was good, man. I thought, you know, it made me think, like, is that who Kyle really wanted when you guys drafted Trey Lance? You know, there was that controversy or that talk about how the organization was split over Trey Lance and Mac Jones. I don't know. But Mac Jones, I thought played exceptionally well. You know, took a couple of sacks and all that stuff, but had a couple of scrambles. But he made some big time throws and he orchestrated the offense, which was really cool to see, especially after the way he started his rookie year in New England. And then Bill Belichick, who, you know, it just all of a sudden became smarter than everybody else, decided that the best idea for a young quarterback is to have Joe Judge, a special teams coach, and Matt Patricia, our defensive coordinator, be co-coordinators on the offensive side of the ball. That's what's going to help him play. So, you know, I saw it a couple of years ago when Sam Darnold went there and kind of resurrected his career. And this will be really cool if Mac Jones, you know, can bail out Brock Purdy for a couple of weeks while he's healing up on that toe injury and play exceptionally well. This is a really good thing for Mac Jones. So I'm happy for him.
Can I say something real quick on the Sam Darnold resurrecting his career here? He didn't do anything as the backup for the 49ers.
He lost to Carson Wentz week 18 when no one played.
You know who?
Remember that?
Kevin O'Connell resurrected his career, yes, not Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. Why are we giving credit
and
there?
And JJ got hurt.
Yes, JJ got hurt, and they went down, and then they immediately pivoted to Sam Darnold. Like, I am not giving Shanahan and the 49ers credit for rehabilitating the image of Sam Darnold. He didn't do anything here. Let's full stop right there.
When I saw him check down that pass in training camp.
When I saw him fumble that ball in a meaningless game against the Rams at the end of the season.
He took a safety, I believe, in that game.
When I saw him hold that clipboard.
Sam, I love you so much. But it's true. Like, let's stop there.
That was like, there was a time when, like, Ryan Mallett and all, like, Brian Hoyer, all these guys would, like, hold the clipboard standing next to McDaniels and Brady. Yeah.
Rest
and
in peace,
those
Ryan
guys
Mallett.
Got opportunities.
Yeah. Damn. That was a sad story, Ryan Mallett. Rest in peace. I thought he was going to be something at Arkansas. I feel like that's, like, the last good, like, Arkansas quarterback that played there. Right? I can't even think of another one since then. Razorbacks, baby. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.